This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. More than 200 people have died in the last few days in northern India, victims of a sudden cold snap. The temperatures were around zero. In the capital, New Delhi, temperature hovered just above freezing. Life was miserable for thousands who live on the streets. Some died. Mandy Cunningham spent a night on the streets of the city and sent this report.
In the very heart of New Delhi, a stone's throw from government buildings and fancy hotels, a small group of men, women and children huddled together on the sidewalk. They're trying to warm themselves beside a tiny fire.
We light fires or we get old clothes from somebody, and sometimes we get sweaters and blankets with which we cover ourselves.
One woman points to what in the darkness looks like a pile of rags. In fact, it's a blanket. Underneath it, completely hidden from view, is her husband.
He was an auto driver. He's been ill for 3 months now. He can't stand, has a cough and vomits. He wants to work.
Every few feet along this roadside, there's another small fire and another group of people. No one knows exactly how many people sleep on the streets in Delhi. The country's undergoing an economic boom and is widely seen as one of the powerhouses of the global economy in the 21st century. And yet in Delhi alone, scores of thousands, some say as many as 140,000, have no roof over their head. They sleep under bridges, in parks, and on roadsides like this one. At night, when they run out of things to burn, they swaddle themselves in dark, dusty blankets, like mummies all in a row on the sidewalk. They barely appear to breathe. Sometimes they don't, as Pooja and Sunita recall as they sit by the dying embers of their fire.
Due to the cold, there were 3 deaths here. They didn't have bedding and they didn't have a roof over their heads. They used to share one blanket. They slept on cardboard water filter cartons, which they got from shops, but they died.
The names of the 3 dead men are unknown. All anyone around here seems to know is that, like most of Delhi's street dwellers, they were migrant workers, drawn in from the country in search of work. Their deaths, and many others like them, would go entirely unnoticed but for the efforts of a few people.
Last time also we were on the patrolling, the same way we are doing today, and we were told by a person, a homeless person, that there is a dead body at the interstate bus terminal. A dead body is lying there for 4 days.
Ram Kishan works for Ashray Adhikar Abhiyan, or AAA, an organisation which campaigns for the rights of the homeless.
And we reached there, we saw even rats in his skull. And in fact, we were amazed to know that there were a lot of people who were sleeping in and around that area. And we asked them why you didn't report it to the police. They said they're afraid. Even the policemen will just beat them up and throw them away from there.
Paramjit Kaur is AAA's director. She too walks the streets at night, handing out blankets and information about the capital's few shelters. She says that a lack of good food and no access to medical care makes Delhi's homeless susceptible to the cold, even when temperatures rarely come anywhere near freezing.
They have to fight all the time for their every minute survival. How can we expect a person to be healthy? So that is why for even such temperature, which we feel is not very bad, for them it's really bad.
Just how many people have died on Delhi's streets this winter is unknown. The police seem unable or unwilling to say. Aid agencies say the most recent official figures they have are for January 2003, when a similar cold spell left 79 people dead. This year they believe the figure could be much higher, perhaps even as high as 200. The difficulty in getting accurate information comes as no surprise to Indu Prakash Singh of Action Aid.
Police normally would never report it as a cold death. The simple reason is that because that brings a lot of shame to the government. It's the capital of the country. And no government wants that, world should know that, there are people in the city itself, in the country's capital, dying due to cold.
Soon the cold will end, but for Delhi's homeless, there's little to look forward to. Spring will quickly give way to the intense heat of summer. After that will come the monsoon rains. For NPR News, this is Mandy Cunningham in New Delhi.